If you saw the film, The Son of God, that came out very recently, and this scene where Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead, you don't have the traditional image of Christ going before the tomb and calling out Lazarus's name. Instead, Jesus goes inside the tomb, and he goes to where Lazarus is laying, and he breathes on Lazarus, and Lazarus's eyes then open. Although that's not in line with the gospel, it does provide a very interesting point. That, as we were told at the very beginning of Lent on Ash Wednesday, remember that you are dust, and unto dust you shall return. When does that happen? That happens at death, that our bodies then decay, and we go back to the dust of the earth from which we came. But it harkens back to the very beginning, when God breathed life into the dust and created Adam, that first living being, made in the image and likeness of God, a God who is love, a God who is a God of life. And it's because of his love that God brings life into the world. We all have life because of him, and we all have life through him. Well, we have to remember, pardon me for a moment, I'm looking for my notes here, is that death is not something of God's creation. In fact, the scriptures remind us of that, that God did not make death, and he does not rejoice in the destruction of the living. Death comes into the world as a result of human disobedience to God. We've already discussed that many times. What's interesting, though, is our reaction to death. When I have funerals at the funeral home and I'm able to be there for the final visitation, that is, when the people file past the casket for the last time before we close the casket and come to church for the funeral, I see what they do. Many people will pass by and they make the sign of the cross. They'll pause for a moment and say a silent prayer, which is a wonderful thing. And then they very touchingly will extend their hands and then, of course, touch the hands of the deceased person as a sign of affection. Others, though, I'll see, will kind of just walk by, stare at the body, and then move on. I'm not sure what's going on inside their minds, but it almost gives the appearance as though they're saying, oh, well, it's over, nothing we can do about it. But is that the case? Not necessarily. There's a documentary I saw a while back on television about funeral directors and embalmers. And in the documentary, people who, or what we call undertakers, were discussing the strange reactions that they get from people sometimes when people find out what kind of job they have, what they do. And they kind of make some disgusting reaction to it, like, that's gross, how can you do that? How can you touch the bodies of the dead? How can you do that? Well, they simply do what they do out of care. Out of care for the living, of course, by taking care of their deceased loved ones. But it's not just about death. We see the same thing happen when it comes to sick people or old people. Same reaction. I don't want to go and visit so-and-so in the nursing home because that place smells. They'll say that. Or there's something wrong with that kind of a place. Or I don't want to go and see somebody who's sick because I might catch what they have. I don't want to go to the funeral home because that's creepy. Why do we say those things? In the Christian tradition, from the very beginning, we have never been, and we never should be, afraid or apprehensive to take care of the sick, to take care of the dying, or to take care of the deceased. Sadly, as I said, today, many people do. There's a huge aversion to it. So why are we afraid of going to hospitals? Why are we afraid of sick people? Why afraid of nursing homes or elderly people? Why frightened of funeral homes or the deceased? Deep down inside, it's because we fear our own weakness. We fear our own weakness. We fear our own vulnerability. That sick person can and will be us one day. That elderly person can and will be us one day. That deceased person can and will be us one day. There's no escaping that. And maybe it's also because there's part of us that's already dead, and we're scared to acknowledge that. Is it that we're really afraid of death, or are we afraid of life? Are we afraid of some kind of a change? What's going on in our hearts? If the soul is dead, as St. Paul says, then we have reason to be afraid. Because just as a dead body becomes discolored, stiff, empty, and eventually decays, the dead soul likewise is lost, it is confused, it is paralyzed without the grace that comes from God. A soul that is dead or dying becomes hateful toward God and, of course, hateful toward others. There is no good from the soul that is dead in sin. It's putrid. And the effects of it, we see it all the time, that people become very dark. They become obsessed over unholy things. There's a great blanket of sadness, almost depression, not clinical depression, but just a very sadness. There's an emptiness of joy. People like that become cynical and angry, unsettled, insecure. And even if we find ourselves being like that some of the time and not all the time, it's still a symptom that something is not right on the inside. So what's the remedy? Well, keep alive that we were once dead. Dead in sin through original sin with which we were all born. We know that. But that through Christ, through baptism, we've been made alive. Like Lazarus, Jesus called us out of death and brought us into life. He brought us forth. Brings us out of death. Lazarus, as we know, was brought out of death back into life, but Lazarus was going to die again. The first time he came back to life, he saw the world. The second time he died, though, he saw heaven. He was brought from the underworld to something great. And the same thing happens to us. If we decide to go back into sin again and we cause that spiritual death, Christ is always calling us back into life again. Not into darkness, but to light. Not to sadness, but to joy. Not into cynicism, but to optimism. Not to be angry, but people of peace. Never to be unsettled or insecure, but to be confident in faith. That's what Jesus is calling us to a resurrection. When we speak of resurrection from the dead, I'm not speaking of things that popular culture talks about. When we think of the dead coming to life, the first thing that comes to mind is that new show on Channel 3 called Resurrection. It's kind of an odd thing. Nothing to do with zombies or vampires, but something that where Jesus is restoring what was lost, what was meant to be from the very beginning, that death was not supposed to be there, but life is. So for the Christian, death is a doorway to something greater, something eternal, to be in the presence of God itself. And if our hearts and minds are aligned with God, if the soul is alive in Christ, then there can be no fear. Can we not do that? Can we not remain alive in Christ? To remain alive in hope, alive in joy, alive in peace and optimism, to be confident and unafraid. From all these different gifts that God gives us, He gives us the gift of Himself, the gift of love. To be loving, to be charitable, giving life and not taking it away. Caring for the sick, caring for the aged, caring for the dead, comforting the living, praying for the deceased, going about like Jesus did, doing good. Knowing full well that the life that we have here leads to a new life forever. Whereas Jesus promises there is no more death or suffering, no more grief or pain, where this old order of sin and death passes away to grace and to life. Where Christ, who is the resurrection and the life, makes everything new.